Parshat Korach. Korach. Chacham Hayah. Chacham Hayah. Why, Chazal ask, what caused him to make such a mistake? What caused him to be chilek on Moshe Rabbeinu? Umar Korach lachlak in Moshe, says Rashi, Niskanel nisiyusu shal etzof amenu zil. Shemino Moshe nosi al b'nikos. Al pi adibur. Amar Korach, achi abo arba hayu. Shenemar b'nei kos, amram b'chor, nathlu b'tshini b'anav g'dula. Echa melech lecha k'en godol. Mi roi litos ha-shnir, lo yanishni ben yitzar, shusheni l'amram. Human nasi is ben ochi v'akotu mikulam, v'ni chaylik lov v'mash al-tabar. So, Chazal clearly tell us that Korach, what caused him to initiate the machlekes? It was his kino for kovein. I saw brought down the picket of Rilazar that time he was also his Osher. We know that Osher Shal Korach also played a part in it, that it was Osher Shomer Lebalev Lerosai. Seems like because he was so rich, that's what caused his downfall. So I saw that picket of Rilazar says that where did Korach get all his Ashiras from? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael when they were Mitzrayim, before they left, they said, Vishalu Isha Mishchainoso Vigaris Beso, Vikasim Klaizov, and Smolais. And that Be'etzim was for the Avoida that they worked in Mitzrayim. Therefore, it's really for only the Shvatim that worked. For Korach and the whole Shevet Levi, Be'etzim, they didn't deserve the Bizas Mitzrayim because they didn't work. Shevet Levi didn't work. However, Korach was Niskane. He looked around and you see everybody's getting gold and silver. And he's on the sidelines. Because Rohu said, you want money? I'll give you money. It says that it was Megalit to him, the Matmoinis of Pare. It was Megalit to him, the Matmoinis of Pare. And that's where he was in Sasher. And because Rohu said, you're going to have the Ashiris, but you're not going to be able to be nana from it. And Betzem, his life was lost along with all the Ashiris, called Yochum Hashem Baraglov. Yochum Asher Raglov, Rashi says that Mamoinu Shemamid al Raglov. Shemamid al Raglov. Betzem, he lost it, but it all came also as a kino. It started as a kino. Kino Atayv HaKovim Mitzines Adam Min Oilom. It's literal. It's actually, he got lost. V'yovdu Mitzir HaKov. He literally got lost. In a way, it's hard for us to imagine such a thing, Bechlal, that there's a person standing in front of you, all of a sudden, and he's gone. He's no longer, he doesn't exist anymore. The ground opens up. The truth is that they had such things. They had, like the Shari Tzedek a few years ago, they had that the whole Chania just opened up and cars. Well, also Parshas Korach. Versailles, it happened also Parshas around Parshas Korach was also Stephen Gumani. The wedding hall just opened up and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Such a mitzvah that the person is just gone. That's the first insight. The first insight is when a person has a machlekes with anybody that he might have a machlekes with, whether it's his wife, whether it's his kids, whether it's his chavrusa, whether it's his not talking about a learning. Very often the learning is that way also. However, with a neighbor, with in-laws, with whoever it might possibly be, the first question that a person has to ask himself is there midas here? Or maybe where are the midas here? Where are the midas that are lurking underneath the surface that are causing me to? It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have it there. It doesn't mean that if what's right is right. The question is that at what point does it change from what's right is right till it's midas? It's midas. I've said it many times. I heard from a Mordechai Zuckerman, the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. I heard from him that he said from the Daniel Mikelm, of Daniel Mavshutz from Kelm, he said that he would say that a machlekes Hashem Shemayim is the first 5 minutes. You said yours, they said theirs, you heard him, and that's it. You said it. What's after that? No? Ad Mavet. Machlekes, like Rishol Sanatim would say, Machlekes Shil Hashem Shemayim Sefer Liskayim. When a person's fighting the Hashem Shemayim, then his Machlekes is going to stay forever and ever. Because, Hashem Shemayim, the person's Hashem Shemayim. The person has to know where it changes from the Hashem Shemayim, where its Midas is involved, and the Hashem Shemayim. And sometimes the person has to dig a little bit, and you'll find where the Midas that are involved. Where's Taka that, don't tell me what to do, I'm the one that's in charge over here. Usually it's covered, usually it's Often it's kino, that is the best thing to do is a person to close their eyes when they're bachlal, through life. It's good to close your eyes. Close your eyes from seeing what everybody else has. You won't be worried, you won't get to the kin in the first place. The second thing that a person has to bear in mind is Bechlal. I saw a fascinating thing Rabbi Yerucham says in Das Terril. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayichar la Moshe ma'oid vayirma l'Hashem al teifin al minchosom lo yichamor echad mehem nasosi v'lo yoyosi et achad mehem. Moshe Rabbeinu says al teifin al minchosom. First of all, it's a pele, and it's a davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu that maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to recover their mincha, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to recover their carbon. What's the pshat? What's the tzad? Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe no one else knew. For sure Moshe Rabbeinu knew. He spoke to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knew that he was the one. He did what he did was al pi hadibur. What was he davening? Or Chaim Kadosh says, he says no. Because he knew he was right, he was scared that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them, and he knew that they were Hashem, he was scared that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them schar boilam hazeh, and be makabal their carbon. He says, no, even that don't give them. But what does he say? I didn't take anything from them. I didn't get anything from them. Rashi says, even the things that I could have demanded for them to pay me back for what I did, but nevertheless, I didn't take anything. So the Yerucham, what was the sign? How does it come in here? Lo yichamar echad mehem nesasi. Says, because Betham, what did they tie now? Ki sisterer leinu gam yisterer. Says, you're acting as a manik over here, kilo, as if you're the ones in charge. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I in no way am I doing anything to act as a manik. I didn't even ask you for a donkey to come when I came from Midian to Mitzrayim. I didn't ask you for anything. Kilo, as if I'm a manik. A guy that becomes a reish memshala, and then they ask him to refurbish the entire house, the entire everything, and then that's it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I didn't take anything from anybody. I didn't take anything from anyone. So says Rabbi Yerucham, he says it's a pele, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt the need to respond to Bechal. He says, Vayisayis, what we see, you see, the godless of Adam Yikolod and Moshe Rabbeinu, that Bekomem Alayim, and Mishael Sanchez says, Bekomem Alayim Reim Tishman Aznoi. He says, when a person's Mereim, and the people that his enemies stand up against him and they say something about him, he says, Tishman Aznoi. You're supposed to listen. Even with a half ear at least, but to listen, maybe this talk has some truth. Maybe there's some truth. You're right. They're what's a caricature? Right? What's a caricature? Caricature is they take something, some part of the person, and they blow it up. He has a big nose, so that's it. They make his nose 3 feet long, right? Betzem, you take something which is etvas a little bit, which is not 100%, and you blow it up. That's the kamalayim reim. You blow up the thing, but obviously they're harping on something. There's etvas there, maybe that the enemy is harping on, and see, Taka, does he have a taino? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, even though these people, I know that they're wrong, but nevertheless, let me hear. They have a taino. Let me listen to their taino. You're being a manik on us, and you're kilu being as if you're holier than thou. You're the one in charge. And Bechulu says Moshe Rabbeinu, let me see. Taka, is anything that I did because of my nesius, because of the fact that I'm a melech? That's the second aspect when it gets to machlekes. See, maybe the other person talking has a richtig ketanah. Maybe the other person has a richtig ketanah. Even if big adol, you're right, you think, you decided that, you know that you're right for whatever it is. You discussed this in the past, discussed with your rebbeim, b'chulu. But there's something that came up, there's some sort of something that came up, somebody's signing. See, is there a taino over here? Maybe there's a chelik which is a taino that there's something to rectify. The third aspect of machlekes is that even if you're 100% right, and even if you thought about it, and it says by Boiker Yidas Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told Zoyis Asuk Chulach Hamachtois Kerev Hachol Adasis Nu Bani Eish Vesimu Lein Keteris Lefnei Hashem Bochar. Why did he wait till the next day? He says that he wants them to push it off. Don't act rashly. Don't act impulsively. Think about it. Take some time and think about it. So he took some time and he thought about it and he write and he spoke to somebody 100%. Now your question is, should you do it or should you not? Should you have the machlekes? Should you not have the machlekes? So it's a pelagic thing that we find over here by the Machlekes. Who got swallowed up in the ground? Korach v'chol adasei. Korach and his entire family. Who? Noshim etaf. Why did the taf? What did the taf do wrong? Noshim, maybe they We found by Ibn Peltz's wife that he saved the husband, so maybe they should have saved her. What is the Tafta room? So Revolta says, he says that, I think he brings down from somebody, I don't recall from who, says that somebody that's born into Machlekes is never going to get out of it. Somebody that's in the Machlekes, he's born into the Machlekes, he's never going to, he's always going to have, Tain is always going to have, oh, this is the person that my father was fighting with, he's always going to have those seeds of Machlekes. No one is spared when it comes to Machlekes. And that means, even if you're right at the end of the day, generally what happens with a machlekes is there's going to be bad feelings, there's going to be somebody's going to lose out, I just heard a story this week that somebody had a taina against somebody else, a monetary taina. He spent more money on his lawyers to try to prove the guy wrong than he would have made on the money from the other guy. Somebody told him, like, what are you doing? He says, it doesn't make a difference. As long as they prove the other guy wrong. It doesn't make a difference. Well, what are you doing? You have machlekes dumb just to prove the other guy wrong, and you're spending more money. You're a tzaddak. You're the one. And what happens then at the end of the day? Everybody walks down. They say, "Wow, look at this guy. He was right." Not only that, you get bezirnis as well. You get bezirnis as well. That's what happens. Also, you see this probably at least once a day. You have two cars that are coming down the street, and it's just sitting there. I was here first. Another guy's tuning his horn. A guy gets out, turns off his alarm, turns off his ignition. I'm not moving anywhere. 7 minutes later, you're still there, and they're still there. 20 minutes later, you're still there. Still there. I'm not moving. You could have been gone to the store. You bought your stuff. You would have been home already by now. I'm not moving. I was here first. I'm turning. Start backing out. No, I'm not sure. Sure. Well, what's going on over here? And now, at the end of the day, you win. It's a half an hour, and you won. And the guy backs out, and you go. You feel great? The guy thinks you're amazing. The guy looks at you. Wow. The guy in the Jaguar, he's really, he's the one. Bezianis, mom is bezianis. What'd you gain? But we all do it to a certain extent. It doesn't have to be half an hour. It doesn't have to be. You're going down, right? This guy's going down the aisle, and you're going down the aisle. So who's going to move away from another person? Just move away. That's it. Don't make a big issue. Just move out of the way, and just move out of the... That's, when it comes to machlekes, as a person, right, you want to be first in line. It comes out in driving a lot. I was once in a taxi and I was behind somebody and somebody he wanted to be first, so he tried going around the bottom of the squeezing in and saving himself a minute and cutting off the car, but he didn't exactly make it and he went underneath his windshield, nicked the corner of the truck that was right next to him, and the whole windshield went. So for that, either gaiva of getting inside or saving that extra minute, or I'll be the one that is going to spend the whole afternoon in the shop getting his car fixed. So yeah, you're right. You're the one. You were first. Terrific. But now your whole windshield is broken. So terrific. What'd you gain? It's all. That's a lot of machlekes is like that. And machlekes with certainly when it comes to family. So at the end of the day, you won. You did it. You won. And what'd you get? Now you have a good relationship with whoever it is that you're fighting with. Who is it? Right. When it comes to a spouse, you find by. I saw a cute story. Rabbi Yanko Glinsky says. He says that somebody came over to him and he says, "Do you know this and this yeshiva? I went to this and this yeshiva." Yeah. He says, "How come?" He says, "You know the mashgiach there?" He says, "Yeah." Sheikh Mayim Lamalo. He's a adam chashuv, mamish svidu dordeo. He's a. So he says, "How is it that I was in his yeshiva for 6 years and he wasn't masnich to get me up for shachar? I get married and my wife, she gets me up for shachar. What's the shot?" So he says, "He bring me a Gemara Talmud. Gemara Talmud." He says, "Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph says about Alexander the Great." That he went, he was in the spell, he wanted to speak to the Anshe HaNegev, the Chachmi HaNegev. So he spoke to the Chachmi HaNegev, he asked him all types of questions. And he was in the spell from their Chochmah, and he gave them riches. And he says, "I want to go to Africa." So they said, "Don't go. You have to go past the Hori HaChoshech, the mountains of darkness, it's not going to die, don't do it." He says, "I didn't come to ask you whether I should do it or I shouldn't do it. I came to ask you how to go. I'm going, just give me an eitzah how to go." So he went eitzah to go, do this and this. Took their eitzah, and sure enough, he ended up there and went past the Ari Choshech, and he came to the Mechoi Shekul Anoshim. This is a city that was totally full of women. And he wanted to fight with them. So he said to them, "Stam, it doesn't make sense that you should fight with us. If you win," they're going to say, "Oh, you want a bunch of women. And if we win, then you're really going to have bizarreness. That if woman beat you in Alexander the Great." So he says, "You're right." He says, "You're right." So he says, "Do you have any food? Can you bring some bread?" So they bring him a loaf of gold bread. He said, "Is this what you eat over here? You eat gold?" So he said, "They said no." He says, "But obviously you didn't come here for a loaf of bread. They don't have bread by you." I don't know why he came here for riches. He came here for riches, so here's your riches. It says over there in the Gemara, Chazal says when he left the town, he said that Alexander the Great was a tippish until I came here, and the woman made me a chacham. So we see that the chachmei Negev, they did whatever they could, and they couldn't convince Alexander the Great. And a few women, they have the ability to change you around. But that's Bethlehem Ein Ben Pelet. Ein Ben Pelet, his wife. Right? You have Moshe Rabbeinu, you have everybody, you have the entire Klal Yisrael telling this is not the right thing to do. Everybody's about to commit suicide, 250 people by being makir vegetarians. What do you think that you're doing? What do you... Comes along his wife and says, Bechol, you're not gonna... doesn't make sense for you to have the machlekes anyhow. So obviously, it's either Moshe Rabbeinu or it's Korach. You're not a player here. So it doesn't make sense for you. He says, yeah, taka, and that's it. Saved him. Ein Ben Pelet, you're saved. Saved. Listen to your wife. Certainly when it comes to machlekes. I'm not talking about Shalom Bayis now. I'm talking about, certainly, I mean, for sure, Shalom Bayis. I'm just saying in general. But certainly when a person is having it out with his wife, to listen to the other side, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu made men and women so differently is so that you should, there's a new, something that you didn't think about. It's something that you didn't think about. It's a kibbutz you didn't think about. Something to think about. A person that stays away from machlekes, ki yodua, nobody that is what I like to say over from the Steinman says that Nari Yisigam Zakanti, that he never saw a person that was Mavater lose out and somebody that wasn't Mavater gain. And he said Yaakov Kamenetsky would say, he says people like to say that a person that's Mavater is a tzaddik. So I like to say that a person that's Mavater is a chochem. It's because nobody is Mavater and loses out. And like the Chavetz Chaim says, that a person says you think they're going to be mivater. Sometimes it happens. Right? Family machlikes him because there's money, there's a Yerusha, there's something that's going on, and COVID something, and there's a fight. Who's going to get it? Who's going to get the thing? And it could be millions of dollars, and it could be tens of millions of dollars, and even more than that. Right? Question is, how much are you going to fight for it? Says the Chavetz Chaim, we saw it in Shemiras Halashon. Chavetz Chaim says there's no chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to a person, you didn't fight to make a machlikes, so therefore you're not going to get the money. The person is going to say, a person that didn't want to fight, get the money, because the person says, I'll give you twice as much. You're not going to lose out. There's no way that you're going to lose out because you don't want to fight, because you don't want to get into machlekes, you're going to lose out from something that's supposed to be coming to you. Ein kli machzik teva ela bracha, the biggest kli, which is ela shalim, machzik teva ela shalim. The kli that's machzik bracha is shalim. And as they say, that the best eitzo for chinuch habonim is shalom bayis.